Sunday morning, 6/6/21, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Victory has swallowed death up. Victory has swallowed death up. The wealth that is coming will swallow up the debt and the lack. Now I'm going to look at a few scriptures on this one. Amos chapter 9. It's the first one. Start with verse 8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saying that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. So it's going to destroy the wicked, but not the house of Jacob. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall eat or shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord my God. And that's not just natural Israel. We're still seed of Abraham. That's Jacob. He's talking about here, Jacob. I see debt and lack just as I see sickness and disease. I didn't just take care of sickness, but I also took care of lack. Debt slavery has been your normal. Being rich is going to be your new normal. This is my way. Psalms 105. Verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen. And they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. This will be your new normal. I've been preparing you to receive this wealth. New wine can only come into new wineskins. That's Mark 2, 21 and 22. Won't take us long to look at that one. 2:21-22. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filleth it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. No longer will you wear a wineskin of sickness and disease, debt, slavery, and lack, for I have prepared your vessel to receive it. In other words, receive the wealth, the provision, the health. My death, burial, and resurrection made you free from all the entanglement of this world system. The beast system has enslaved my people, just like the children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt. Many of them didn't make it into the promised land because they couldn't conceive it. In their minds, they were still slaves. Renew your mind and do not entertain lack, debt, or sickness. Change your mind for the better. This is what John the Baptist said in the Amplified. And saying, repent, think differently, change your mind, regretting your sins and changing your conduct, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Luke 6:38 says, give. This is also an Amplified. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use, when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Always have your vessel prepared to receive. Look forward and no longer back. That's a big key. Don't look back. Always looking back at where you missed it. I missed it here. I missed it there. No more of that. Think rich and you will be rich. Think well and act well and you will be. Think rich and act rich and you will be. Poverty, debt, sickness, and disease are death. My death has brought you victory over all of these. 1 Corinthians 15:54 is that scripture. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Then it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? This is what salvation is all about. Well swallows up unwell. Rich swallows up poor. Freedom swallows up bondage. When all of these have been swallowed up, all that is left is victory.